And welcome back, everyone. We're going to wrap up our meeting for the November 2023 Commission. For those of you joining us online, we do have a short agenda for today. So when we wrap today, that will conclude this month's meeting. We're going to begin up next the avian flu update. Joining us virtually will be Chad Switzer, our Deputy Wildlife Director. Chad, when you can hear me and you're ready, welcome, and go ahead and begin.
Hey, good afternoon, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
You dropped out on us.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Nick, looks like you're sharing my presentation.
Yep, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, good afternoon, Chad Switzer, Deputy Director of the Wildlife Division. Some of you have probably heard some of our information regarding avian influenza, and maybe some of the new commissioners have not. So we thought it might be a good time just to give you an update on avian flu. Next slide, Nick. So just a quick disease overview. The current strain right now that is in North America and is affecting experienced by some wild populations and a lot of the captive poultry facilities across the country is what they call highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI. Very similar to the seasonal flu that occurs with us humans on an annual basis. Right now, there's some different strains, and some of those obviously come with varying degrees of transmission and severity, just like with any other disease going around through a population. The current strain, or there's probably other strains within the HPAI right now. I'm not a veterinarian or a health expert, so I'm maybe not up to speed on everything, but seems to be more severe in wild birds, and wild birds can, obviously with their behavior, in particular migratory birds, can easily transmit that amongst populations. Old birds that we know of right now can be vectors of the disease. As you can see there, from songbirds to wildlife to raptors, we pretty much have documented avian influenza amongst all those types of bird species described there. We have not detected avian influenza within our wild pheasant population, unlike a lot of our migratory birds that tend to group up in quite large numbers during spring and fall migrations. Pheasants are much more evenly distributed across the landscape. We would suspect that disease transmission, because of that density and distribution, is much less and very unlikely to occur compared to captive, domestic turkeys or other migratory birds. So, and then one thing we've learned since this disease was detected back in early 2022 here in South Dakota is scientists have now confirmed this high path avian influenza within mammals, and some of those as common as cats, dogs, fox, raccoons, and skunks, and some other mammals, many of which we do not have here in South Dakota or North America. And as you probably heard throughout the news, transmission generally occurs from wild to domestic populations. You've probably heard of many commercial turkey operations that have been heavily impacted by avian flu here recently. Next slide. Just some more disease overview. What do birds look like that may be infected with flu? No different than you or I. If we would come down with the human flu virus, you can see those varying symptoms there. And death is obviously one of them, which we have documented at varying levels here within the state. Next slide. So some disease history. So avian influenza is not new. There were some pretty large outbreaks in certain parts of North America back in 2008 and 15, which did not produce any significant mortality events. The first detection of avian influenza, as far as from a mortality standpoint, was detected, I believe it was in March of 2022, so a little over a year and a half ago. Right now, the outbreak and the current transmission occurring across the landscape at this time is not expected to have any significant impact, any populations or anything that is of great alarm to the wildlife biology community at this time. It's not to say that we have not experienced some, you know, larger die-offs that have been reported by the public or from staff, or we've had upwards of hundreds, maybe pushing 1,000 birds, in particular Canada geese and snow geese at times, but normally it's just been individuals or small groups reported or to us by the public or documented by staff. Next slide. From a public health standpoint, the CDC obviously does recognize it as a concern, but as of right now, or at least the last time I checked their website and their literature, the risk to people from birds, whether it's wild birds or your local backyard chicken coop or commercial poultry, seems to be pretty low. However, you know, we encourage hunters, and you can go to our website. We just ask hunters to implement some best management practices when they're handling, you know, harvested birds or find sick birds. You know, just be washing your hands. Don't be putting your hands in your mouth. Make sure you're cleaning things up when you're done. And obviously, if you have some chickens in the backyard, probably not be disposing or laying any duck or goose carcasses or anything near your chicken coop. So more information on that, we recommend folks to visit the CDC government website. So next slide, Ned. So detections in wild birds, what does this look like here across North America? This is total counts of documented detections within wild birds across the U.S. since January of 2022. You can see we've confirmed 112 of those within South Dakota through the disease surveillance, either through game, fish, and parks. And a lot of that we want to say thanks to the public and hunters that help report those to our department, and with USDA APHIS Wildlife Services doing some sampling here as well. Again, most of, or nearly all of, the bird species that we have documented have been species within ducks, geese, and numerous types of raptors. Again, we have not documented avian influenza within our wild pheasant population yet. Next slide, Nick. This is probably what you hear about most in the news, and just wanted to share some of this information, you know, detection in, you know, what they call backyard and commercial flocks. You can see South Dakota is a darker color there on that shade of green within the continental U.S. there. And as of just a few days ago, South Dakota has confirmed the high path avian influenza in 8 different commercial turkey operations in 7 different counties. You can see there Beetle, Clark, Falk, Hanson, Gerald, McPherson, and Spink. And this information, I believe, is still accurate. Dr. Beth Thompson with Animal Industry Board is very good at communicating new detections to our department. We do a very good job communicating back and forth there. So next slide, Nick. From a disease response topic, our staff, if we get reports from the public or staff document some sick or some what you see here on this slide, in that photo would be some, you know, some die-offs there from birds. We work with the lab at SDSU. We submit those samples to them, and they coordinate very closely with the USDA National Lab in Wisconsin, or in Ames, Iowa, and the USGS Wildlife Health Center there in Wisconsin. All of our reported mortalities, whether they're confirmed via testing or suspect die-offs from avian influenza, we track all of those by species, date, the geographic location within our GFMP wildlife disease database. And just so you folks know, and the public, you know, we typically don't do a lot of removal of carcasses, but if we do have a major mortality event, you know, near some boat ramps or campgrounds or some other popular shore fishing areas, we do get staff out there and try to get those cleaned up and properly disposed of. So, and to my knowledge, we have not had any of this occur yet in the fall of 2023. Next slide. So again, I mentioned Animal Industry Board. They're kind of the lead here when it comes to commercial poultry, whether it be a turkey or chicken. South Dakota has a relatively high amount of these facilities across the state. We work very closely with them and USDA, APHIS, Wildlife Services. We work a lot with them to help do what we can to minimize any transmission from wild birds, in particular during the spring and fall migrations. You can about imagine being a large poultry operation and having, you know, 10,000 snow geese within a half a mile of your facility. You're probably getting a little nervous with the transmission of that disease. And we work closely to provide, whether it's propane guns or cracker shells and the appropriate firearms for those producers to try to haze and keep those birds as far away from their facilities as we can. So I guess with that, that's about all I have for the update, and I would be happy to try to answer any questions from you.
Any questions for Chad? Chad, my question would be, I noticed on the map where you showed the number of birds that have been detected in each state, I saw Minnesota was quite high. Do we work with neighboring states if they begin to see an influx of birds with the flu? Do they contact us? Do we contact them so we're aware of what our surrounding states are dealing with?
Yeah, great question, Chair. We communicate very closely, whether it's the state veterinarian communicating with those, it's into the state veterinarians from other states. Yeah, there's a lot of communication. And then from a wild bird standpoint, you know, Rocco Moreno is their senior wildlife biologist, and I know they discuss this and communicate very closely through the Central Flyway. And whatnot. So yeah, there are birds across landscapes. We do have to be communicating with each other from a wild perspective. Absolutely.
Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling, Chad, with the migration of the birds going north now, are we likely to see an increase in, birds that will be reported as far as avian flu?
Yeah, Commissioner Bartling, good question. Absolutely, we would suspect to see, and our commercial turkey operations are probably picking up some of that. It seems like once the spring or fall migration kind of gets into full swing, is when we see a lot of those positive findings within those commercial facilities and reports we get from the public. Obviously, there have been some birds starting to move through South Dakota, but that is going to pick up here very shortly, and we would suspect some upticks in mortalities being reported, documented, and some of the testing that will ensue once we obtain that information.
Additional questions, comments? Chad, one more. This is Commissioner Rissler. I know you mentioned we don't have any detection in our pheasant. I just think of pheasant and what it does for our state and the hunters that come in. Have we ever had any type of an outbreak with pheasants, and what would that look like if we did? What would our game plan be if we did detect that?
You're going to ask me the hard question. No, good question. From an avian influenza, it has not been detected in any wild pheasant populations that I am personally aware of. I do know there have been some captive facilities that would sell, either adult birds or chicks to varying individuals. None of those, I believe, have occurred within South Dakota, at least any of our captive pheasant breeders. Historically, I'm not aware of any diseases within wild pheasants that has had any real local, regional, or statewide effect on populations or any biological concerns. That's more of a, the winter weather is kind of the one that's always in the back of our minds. How are resident wildlife and pheasants, what's that winter going to look like and how they're going to get through that? And we manage that with the appropriate winter habitat that we work so hard on our game production areas and work with pheasant owners to help establish and maintain that. But yeah, good question. If something would come up, we'd obviously, start reaching out and having those discussions with the appropriate people that are more disease experts. I'm not for sure what that disease might be, but we would have to handle it on a case-by-case basis.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments for Chad? Seeing none, that